A key player in one of the world's biggest international money laundering and bribery schemes found guilty. Roger Ng, a former managing director at Goldman Sachs, now a convicted fraudster and money launderer. The jury's verdict came after a seven-week trial in a U.S. federal court. Prosecutors allege Ng, while working for Goldman Sachs, received more than $30 million in kickbacks in a larger scheme to steal billions of dollars from Malaysia's sovereign wealth fund, known as 1MDB.
Today's verdict is a victory for not only the rule of law, but also for the people of Malaysia, for whom the fund was supposed to help by raising money for projects to develop their country's economy.
Goldman Sachs underwrote $6.4 billion worth of bonds for the fund. The bank made $600 million in fees out of it. Ng was accused of helping divert more than $4 billion from the fund to Malaysian government officials and others through bribes for future business. But Ng was just one player in a complicated web of corruption. His former boss, Tim Leissner, is the most senior Goldman Sachs banker to plead guilty, receiving tens of millions of dollars in illicit proceeds. Goldman Sachs' Malaysian unit pled guilty and paid nearly $3 billion in fines. Former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak, convicted in 2020 of money laundering and corruption, was sentenced to 12 years in prison. And finally, there's Joe Low, a flamboyant Malaysian billionaire businessman and the alleged architect of the scheme, who prosecutors say pocketed $2.7 billion for himself. He's still on the run from authorities. Analysts say it was one of the biggest corruption schemes ever.
This is corruption at the grand level. Unlike most sovereign wealth funds where you actually have wealth and you invest it, this was largely borrowing money from other folks to allegedly invest it, but according to multiple governments, to actually siphon it off.
Now that Ng has been convicted, it's up to the judge to decide what his punishment will be. That will happen at a later date. Ng, who's 49 years old, faces up to 30 years in prison. Gabriel Zondo, Al Jazeera, New York.